Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
In this week's episode of Ours to Protect, Kevin Swift is the Regional Waste Coordinator with the Regional Waste Management Planning Offices, and he joins us now to tell us about a first-of-a-kind national plan which aims to stop waste growth over the next 6 years. Kevin, it's great to have you with us here on the KCLR Daily.
Hi, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Well, obviously, Ours to Protect, a series looking at many different elements of the environment. Waste, a big part of that, and controlling the waste is part of this new plan, this national plan, in fact, getting ready to be rolled out. Give us some of the details, some of the facts and figures around about waste use, waste management and waste disposal here in Ireland.
Okay, well, the first thing to say, Brian, is that the local government sector, or all local authorities together, are responsible for planning for waste. So notwithstanding the fact that we see a lot of private collectors in our estates and in our rural areas, the local government sector still has the responsibility to plan for waste. And that's what we've done as a sector collectively. For the first time, we've prepared one national waste management plan for a circular economy. And what that plan does is it sets out a framework for the next 6 years of an overall ambition, targets, policies and actions to try and move us more in the direction of a more circular economy, to move us away from the throwaway society, the society that we've become a little bit, and to try and make us better, even better at managing our waste. So some of the key indicators in there, Brian, just for your listeners, are the overall ambition of the plan is 0% total waste growth over the lifetime of the plan. So in other words, putting a lid on the amount of waste that we all produce as individuals. That's the overall ambition of the plan. We have a series of targets in there that support that ambition. So for example, we're targeting a radical reduction in the amount of waste that people put in their residual bin, or that bin that goes to landfill or recovery. We're targeting a significant increase in the amount of recyclate we collect through the recycling bin that people operate. But we're also targeting a significant increase in the capture of food waste. And as the brown bin gets rolled out to households and businesses as well, for that matter, then we're targeting an increase in that area as well.
In our locality here in Kilkenny and Carlow, just what percentage of households, for example, currently have brown bins and how many don't?
Well, I don't have those numbers specifically for your area, but what we can say is that a significant proportion of households nationally have or are in receipt of the brown bin, because the requirement was that in towns of a certain size over the last number of years, it was mandatory for service providers to provide that brown bin. Under the new regulations just introduced by government late last year, it is now mandatory for service providers to provide brown bins to all households. So if you're currently on a service, then you should be able to avail of the addition of a brown bin for managing your food waste.
And this new plan also recommends additional state investment of some 40 million euros in order to achieve those desired outcomes. Has there been direct response from government in relation to how likely that funding is?
Well, of course, the local government sector invests an awful lot of money in the management of waste, notwithstanding that additional investment. We manage civic community sites all around the country. We manage bring centres all around the country. We're responsible for the enforcement of waste regulations and increasing awareness around waste and all its related areas. But the transition to a more circular economy will require more investment. So, for example, if we want to facilitate reuse activities at civic community centres around the country, that's going to require some investment. So we will be looking to government over the coming years for additional supports for the local government sector to try and accelerate that transition to a more circular economy. But everybody can do their bit in the meantime. Simple things like having a reusable cup or having a reusable container when you're bringing your water to work. Or as recently we've seen the introduction of the deposit return scheme. That's a great way of seeing circularity in action, where you can bring back your used bottles and cans and get your deposit returned. So we're seeing a lot of initiatives around the transition to a more circular economy, but we need to do the basics right and continue to do the basics right. So for small for householders rather and for small business and enterprises, it's still vitally important that you avail of a service, number one, and that when you get that service that you segregate your materials properly, number two, because if materials are segregated properly and if they're put into the bins clean, dry and loose in the case of Recyclit, then they stand a really good chance of becoming something else through the recycling process.
Well, we've seen the recent rollouts of the Bring Back scheme, the Recycle Bring, some teething problems, I think, to say the least, in that scheme. But also, 1.2 million tonnes of packaging waste was generated in Ireland back in 2021. 58% recycled compared to the European Union's target of 55 seems like good news. But however, only 28% of plastic packaging was recycled at a target of 50% by 2025. That's less than 12 months away. We're never going to hit that target.
Plastics is a real challenge for us. And of course, if you go into any supermarket or retail outlet in the country, you'll see the ubiquity of plastics. There are so many products on offer in plastic containers. So it's a real challenge for us, for government, for local government, for citizens. And that's why government has introduced the deposit return scheme to try and get us closer to that target that we need to reach in terms of the recycling of plastics. And in addition to that, we're starting to see some prohibitions around single-use plastics. So the throwaway objects like straws, for example, or things like that, we're starting to see some prohibitions around that. So there really is a concerted campaign to reduce our dependence on plastics and to try and move towards more reusable items like the cups that I mentioned earlier on or the containers that you can use for your water, all of which is more circular at the end of the day.
Just going back to that deposit return scheme, I was in my local supermarket yesterday. There was actually no, it was a quiet time, late yesterday even. There was nobody at the checkouts because the limited staff that were there, you know where they were? They were over trying to dislodge a jam in the return scheme machines. Is this going to improve, do you think, or is it likely that this will become a bit of a dinosaur just taking up space in the corner of your local supermarket with nobody using it?
Look, I think there's a high level of confidence that it will improve. It's a proven system in many, many, many other countries and jurisdictions, and it's really the key to getting to where we need to get to in terms of recycling targets. Of course, there will be teething problems with the scheme on this scale, with an excess of over 2,000 vending machines rolled out nationally, a lot of technology sitting behind them, a lot of tech in terms of back office information systems and data sitting behind it as well. But look, I think the return scheme has been on the airwaves themselves, expressing their confidence that these things can be sorted out, and I think they will.
Well, Kevin Swift, Regional Waste Coordinator with the Regional Waste Management Planning Offices, thank you very much for being our guest on this week's Errors
thank
to
you,
Protect
Brian.
And bringing us the details of that report there.
Errors to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.